Have you ever thought about why we say the phrase, "I'll sleep on it"? It usually means when we find ourselves trying to make a difficult decision, one that we're free to make, but that free choice quickly becomes too complicated, with too many variables and too many permutations, which one can only hold so many in your mind at one time. And you've probably heard that 7 plus or minus 2 is too many for most. So when we can't make conscious sense of that free and obvious choice, it seems easier if we tell ourselves that we're 3, 2, drop, 1 other option into the mix, trusting your subconscious to work it out instead. It's give and take. So we give ourselves permission to let the subconscious take responsibility. Give in now, so it can take control and make the decision for us, while the conscious mind can simply slip and sink and rest. We do it by saying, "I'll sleep on it." And of course, the conscious mind would drift and lift away from you for a while, safe and comfortable in the knowledge that when it returns, all of the choices and changes will already be made. It's tempting, isn't it? And you can do it now if you'd like to think about the changes you're hoping to achieve by listening to this file, and then simply say or think to yourself, "I'll sleep on it." Noticing how immediately an enormous weight shifts and lifts away from your mind, because you don't need to consciously consider what's happening inside you now. Instead, you've given permission to your subconscious to begin working in the background, to take control of that idea, whatever that decision was, whatever that difficult choice was before. The only choice now is whether you want to slowly relax into an overwhelmingly deep trance all at once, or quickly let go of your waking thoughts now. Either way, you know that just choosing to say or think those words, "I'll sleep on it," means it isn't up to your conscious mind anymore. You chose to pass the decision down to that deeper part of you. You gave permission to let your subconscious take over. You're allowing yourself to shift gently from one state to another now. And you might find you can view things from many different perspectives all at once, drawing deeper inside and away from your mind as you become more open to closing in on this perfect state of trance, more focused on the many reasons to relax, more willing to resist the urge to think too hard, more prepared for those places you've never been so deep before, more accepting of the conflicts that become simple to ignore, more easily joining the dots to separate the pieces of yourself that make up the whole, and noticing now, when you picture yourself from the inside, how empty such a crowded place can feel. So relaxing to view yourself this way, so calm, warm, and open, where so many thoughts and choices have settled into one state of growing serenity. Knowing that everything you have ever been or will be is still already here, waiting to be remembered or brought into being, so peaceful. Because the individual pieces of yourself are playing so nicely together, so well behaved, all of them, sat listening closely to my voice up at the front of your mind, in this simple, safe space your subconscious creates for us. They may sit in different groups, perhaps those pieces which protect you, or those which seek to push you toward exciting new ideas. All those pieces which bring balance, simply holding your hand, so calming, so comforting for the journey.